Vajokanda. I'm deaf. I'm in mourning. I've just had a second child. I'm toothless, palsied, pregnant, paralyzed. Clearly, I'm a reflection of the painter's neuroses. Clearly, I have a toothache. Turn the canvas sideways at a 45-degree angle. Scan the dark swirls, and you'll see them, the buffalo and the lion. 20 animals in all, including a snake representing envy, a leopard because its skin kills the wanting of what we don't have. I'm the Jolly Lady, wife of Francesco del Giocondo. I'm Lisa, a real-life person. I'm idealized, the artist's mother, the Madonna. A mule nestles between my breasts. Have you spotted the ape? Superimposed on a Chinese landscape, I'm the eternal female, queen of sepulchral secrets. My half-smile is the smile of enlightenment. And those glowing hands, so Buddha. In 1962, posing with Jackie and JFK, I was valued at $720 million, six times the price of a Pollock or a de Kooning. Some have said that in my placid eyes, tiny letters and numbers reveal I'm John Gemono Caprotti, my painter's apprentice, but don't buy it. Forget the theories relating to my lack of eyebrows and lashes, lost not from plucking, but the ravages of restoration. Housed at Versailles, entwined myself in the Sun King's cucumber patch, silently basked in the Tuileries, while Napoleon, quaffing his coveted Chambertin, scuffed around in beat up red slippers. When World War II broke out, they wrapped me in waterproof paper, whisked me to the land of poppies and castles. Behind two layers of bulletproof glass, I live on at the Louvre, where each year 7 million spend an average of 15 seconds discerning my ambiguous mood. I'm unfinished. I've been stuffed beneath a trench coat, smuggled back to Florence, doused with acid, stoned, pummeled with a teacup, touched up, varnished, devarnished, infested with insects, fumigated. I'm a miasma of optical illusions. My paint is cracking. My visage excites the random noise in your visual system. Emotion recognition software reveals I'm 83% happy, 9% disgusted, 6% fearful, 2 pinches angry, a smidgen neutral. You love me like you love your Sphinx, your flying saucers, your Area 51. I'm your koan, your inscrutable floozy, your syphilitic conundrum, your angelic aspera, your enduring Durga. You're here because I render you agog, a hollis, uncomfortably mum.